The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Thank you.
Jackie, you have your RT Sport jacket.
It's a very nice jacket, actually. We don't get any of that kind of gear.
Yeah, sorry, they spent all the money on
this
sport.
This is all we got.
That's the World Cup money right there for the Rugby World Cup.
It.
They got new jackets to go over to
the
UK.
Yeah, they thought, listen, let's sort this crowd out and make them look official so at least people will believe them then when they're talking.
Have you been enjoying the World Cup, by the way?
Yeah, oh, listen, it's been great. Japan have been the story so far. It's been amazing. Now, I know they kind of capitulated yesterday, but like even just hearing the stories of the Irish fans over there cheering them on, it's been deadly, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. How do you think the lads are feeling at the moment? Good win against Canada.
Yeah, do you know what? I kind of get the sense with this Irish team that there really is something strong there. You know, like even just chatting to kind of Paul O'Connell before he got on the plane, they're very relaxed. You know, I haven't seen them like that in a while. And I know it can all go asunder very quickly, but I kind of feel pretty good about this team. And I think they can really do something there.
Do you get access to the players during it at all? No.
Excuse me?
Jenny, we're talking sport here.
Sorry.
Look, we have a couple of reporters over there who do get to chat to them quite a bit, like Michael Corcoran's over there, Paul O'Flynn's there for TV. I'll be going over there myself as well, although not specifically working in some cases. But look, we'll get to see a bit of them. You know, they have a pretty good camp. They're down at the English FA base. They're trying to keep away from all the madness and the hype. They're kind of staying away from the fans as well. Is there a Twitter ban?
Are they on Twitter?
There's a bit of a ban, yeah. They tend to do a Twitter ban anyway 24 hours before a game. They'll kind of keep quiet, but then look, I mean, they're out and about, they're enjoying themselves. Like you've seen them in previous World Cups, they've gone bungee jumping, they've gone go-karting, and God forbid that any of them would hurt themselves. But look, nice
that's
of them
not probably the best thing in the world to do.
But look, I suppose like their boys will be boys, as you well know, Nicky, and they kind of need to be able to enjoy themselves as well. Look, they're in a camp for 7 weeks. It's kind of hard to be trapped in a house like that. It's kind of Big Brother style, isn't it?
It's funny you should mention go-karting. I remember playing a soccer tournament years ago, and we went go-karting on a day off in between, and one of the go-karts was basically with go-karting, one of the cars didn't stop itself. The rest of them could be disconnected, say, boy from mothership, let's say. One of them kept going, crashed into another fella, tore his Achilles tendons.
I'll tell you a story. We were on a family trip in Spain in 2001. My uncle's driving around, right? And we're all like family, everyone's very competitive. My uncle went straight into a barrier, right? So I'm there watching him and everyone's kind of laughing at first and we're tearing along past and we're like, oh, next thing I was like, geez, this is a bit more serious. Yeah. Next thing we realized, he'd shattered his tibia and his fibia, couldn't get out of the go-kart because his leg basically smashed. The ambulance came in, hilarious, then the ambulance couldn't basically get him out of the thing. They had to tow him with the ambulance while he's driving the go-kart behind the ambulance while they're towing him out the gate down to the hospital. True story.
Where is this? What country?
Over in Spain. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lawsuit is pending, but yeah, it was quite cracked on. Yeah.
We're on Periscope, by the way. If everyone's get on Periscope, is live now to the world.
There
say hello,
go.
Please wave.
Oh, there's my mom outside
hey,
the window.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, actually? I'm glad you're here because I just noticed in our notes, which I found was a very interesting point about Jackie Hurley. It says, and it's on the sheet, so it must be true. Her mother goes every year. She loves it.
She does. She actually does.
Does she love it?
She's the lady in the blue jacket there outside, and she absolutely loves the ploughing. They're farmers themselves.
Oh, really? Okay.
So basically, all morning, right? I came down here last year, and I basically literally saw the RTE tent and then left. Didn't see any ploughing, didn't see anything. My mom said, oh, you have to come down early this year.
Yeah.
So I went down, and I've been here all morning with my mom and my aunties, and they've been showing me cattle, sheep, all kinds of things, trying to get me going about animals.
Last year was your first year here, I believe.
Yeah, last year was my first year, yeah. And look, I mean, when all you see is an RTE tent, I might as well be in work here. But
well, you are kind of.
I've seen animals and I have seen all kinds of
things. And you're working as well because you're doing the quiz, A Game of Two Halves.
Yeah, it's a new kind of panel quiz that we've been trying out over the last year. It's like kind of more like a question of sports style quiz. Look, I know we've tried a million things in the past and maybe they haven't
I can't believe I haven't been invited on that with my sporting knowledge.
Oh, I know, Jenny. I mean, you're literally next sub in.
You would be in there with Shane Bourne and Mick Galway.
I know.
Two huge ex-Irish rugby players.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Jackie, before we tell everybody who else is on there, who'd win in the scrap, in your opinion, between Shane Bourne and Mick Galway?
Oh,
because, gosh. I remember meeting Mick Galway in Croke Park years ago at an Irish rugby game when the Aviva was being redeveloped. And he literally picked me up by the scruff, like one hand. Now, in fairness, it
you
was
do weigh about 8 stone.
I tried to rugby tackle him when he wasn't expected from behind to try and put him down. Inco, don't know if you've ever met Mick Galway. He's enormous. He's a monster. He picked me up one-handed. So who'd win the scrap, Shane Byrne or Mick Galway?
Oh, God, that's a good question. Mick Galway's a big man, but Shane Byrne, you know,
he's
like,
he's tough.
He's tough out.
And he's a Byrne.
And he's Byrne, yeah. Like, the strong genes in that name, yeah.
I'm going to go with Shane Byrne.
I'd go with Shane.
Gonna kill me again.
Yeah.
On account of the mullet. See?
Don't bet against anyone with a mullet.
You know who you're talking about.
See? There you go. So the show has been recorded down here as well. When can we see it on our screens?
Yeah, so we're going to record it and we're going to put it out a little bit later on. It'll be broadcast the October Bank Holiday weekend. Look, there's a whole cast of fun people in there. Jackie Tyrrell, All-Ireland winner with Kilkenny. Brendan Cummins, the former Tip goalkeeper. There's a whole pile of people. You mentioned Shane Byrne, Mick Galway, Niamh Briggs, the Irish women's rugby captain. The most important thing is Pádraic Joyce is stepping into Ruby's shoes today. Ruby Walsh is generally the captain. Pádraic Joyce is a new captain today. Lots of pressure. And he's really up for it. They're good crack, though. That's the funny thing. They're all kind of... They're sports people, but more importantly, they really love a bit of banter. So hopefully that works.
And what time are you starting recording that at?
We're in here around 3 o'clock this afternoon if people are in the RTE tent. Okay, so if you're around, hang around.
You can watch it, basically.
Yeah, do. We'd love it. I mean, and the thing is, with an audience show like this, you see it in the RTE tent here. Like, there's so many people around, and like, we kind of like people shouting at us, you know. The more interaction, the better. The lads generally like a bit of audience kind of interaction, and we'll really encourage that later on.
Brilliant. And we'll be seeing you at the PPI Awards in
next
time.
Yeah, listen, I'm really looking forward to
there
it.
There we go.
I haven't had a night out with like lots of kind of RTE fun.
I haven't had a night out with Jackie Hurley in 7 years.
Yeah.
Really? That is a true story.
True, well, seriously.
Can you want to tell us about that last night out you had?
No, I don't. I'll tell you later.
I'll tell you where the microphones go down in a while. Yeah.
All right, Jackie, listen, thanks really for coming on the
show.
We're
going to
play The Laugh. Just hit it there, Mick. Tell